چای دمه ما بخور.
Sometimes I get to fool with it, sometimes I don't.
Well, it's good to hear you back on the air. It's been a while. I had to do some digging to pull your name out of the registry back there. It's still in there, but it's way far back.
Yes, sir, it's been a while. Matter of fact, I've got a few small problems with my equipment I'm going to start working on it. I could probably do a whole lot better when I get that done. It's going to be a process once the Christmas season's over.
You know, it comes and goes for all of us. We have our peaks and valleys with our hobby just like we do anything else throughout life, but it's good to hear that you're rising up to a peak again. No, the valley is past.
Well, let's hope so. And valleys aren't too good, but like I said, I'm doing a lot better than I was. I appreciate your concern. I'm glad to hear everybody back on the air. I just haven't had a chance, and I'm still having some difficulty staying up late enough to get on the net when it comes to. I'm still plugging, still plugging.
Well, if you need any help with anything, let me know. I'm not going to work anymore. I'm almost retired. I'm on the edge of it. I got to go until next October until I really retire, or November. But between now and then, I'm just kind of coasting.
I heard of coasting. Well, I've been out of it since 2014. So the trouble will really start when you go ahead and pull the pin on it. You'll really go to work then.
Well, I'm doing the honeydew now. I just transitioned from a boss at a company to a boss under the roof. She's always been the primary boss anyway. It's just now she's got more leverage than she had before.
Oh, Lord, I can identify with that. Roger that. Yeah, well, you already know the drill on intro. There ain't no use me going over it with you.
That is true, yeah. But I do have to remind her from time to time that I have other things I need to do too, like flying airplanes or working radio or, you know, part of the club duties, that kind of stuff.
Used to it, and it'll still be time for it to even out, I'm sure. The only thing I've got left around is honeydews, and matter of fact, I got a boat sitting here in my driveway I hadn't put out. I hadn't even put it in the water since the summer. And I don't fish very good in the wintertime. It's just, I'm too old and it gets too cold too quick. But, I'm just going to hang tight and wait for the warm weather for that one.
And radio control, same thing. A transmitter in your hands out in the open field and it's cold outside and the wind blowing across your fingers, it just kind of takes the fun out of it. But it's still fun. I haven't given it up in the winter completely. We'll take the warmer days during the winter rather than the colder days, but hard to go from fall to spring without flying.
As long as the cold, you can keep it out of your bones, you'll do all right with it. You can get some days, flying days in. Like I said, it gets down in my bones so quick and so deep, I can't stand moving around in a boat on the water this time of year, but like I said, it'll come back around. The Lord lets me live that long.
Getting colder, the air coming off of the water, rolling over the boat, that does make it very, very chilly. When we were up at Lake Robinson, we'd have to go out and fish an airplane out of the lake every now and then. We had a canoe we used to do that with. And in the wintertime, that was very chilly. It was cold. Downright cold, being on the water, especially if there's any kind of a breeze.
that sort of makes it a little bit worse if the wind's blowing just a tad. And you don't get a whole lot of wind breaks out on the water with no trees and all that. So I'm going to stay off of it because I can't stand it till the warm weather rolls back around.
Well, how's your HF antenna situation? You got HF antennas up in there?
Dave, I'm totally, I'm totally out of the HF business. I have one receiver with a long wire strung that I'm probably going to have to work on again to get it right. I don't have a transmitter. I have no HF equipment except for that one receiver.
Well, you need any help? If you need any help stringing up an antenna or anything like that, let me know. I got a big stick slingshot and a bunch of wire or rope I can throw over trees if you decide you want to put another one on there.
Well, I don't have the equipment to get on the air. Like I said, I purchased that receiver and pretty much tried to keep up with what I could, but I haven't been fortunate enough, especially since I retired, not having anything but Social Security money to deal with. I haven't been fortunate enough to be able to procure any equipment.
W4WOZ.
It was. You guys go ahead and carry on for a minute, because I got to take these two packages inside the United States Postal Service and ship them down to Florida. But I'll be back in a few minutes.
Doing much today. You're playing around in my shack. W4WOZ.
Roger that. It's been a while since I've been down there and purchased that little antenna from you, but I know what your setup looks like. You been doing all right?
Pretty good. I've been going through a real bad time with a cough. Feel fine, nothing wrong with me, but I've been coughing a lot, got a lot of coughing up junk, and I'm now on medicine, but hopefully I'm on the road to recovery there. Over.
Yeah, I had a bad couple of years with my health. I had a heart attack, and I caught the COVID, my wife caught the COVID, mom-in-law caught it, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, the whole nine yards, so we've been rocking along trying to hold us down to stay alive, too.
I think it's all took a toll on everybody, one way or another. Personally, well, I ain't gonna get into all that. I'm not really scared of any of that stuff, you know. If we get it, we get it. If we don't, we don't. But nevertheless, everything in the land of Oz is doing well. I'm hoping to hook up with Brother Dave over there. He's gonna help me get some a couple of programs working over here for me. I hope they're over.
Roger that. I'm still working on the VHF side. I still haven't graduated up to the ATF. I got that. I don't know if you heard me telling Dave, but I got a good receiver and I got a wire strung up, and I can do a lot of listening, but I can't get on the air with it.
I restrang another antenna of mine here, I don't know, 3 weeks ago maybe. It's 102, well, it's like a G5RV, but it's 102 foot long, and I actually hung it up for a short wave listening, and boy, it sure works great for that.
The biggest problem here on this receiver that I got that I've been trying to work with a little bit, I actually took it and put it back in the box for a while because my antenna's not doing that great. That's my problem, getting it strung up high enough.
That's something I've done that too. Here lately, I've jumped into some kind of craziness of going back to PSK 31. I want to work some of that, but I have I've lost my stuff. I used to work PSK 31, but I quit, and the changes of my computers and stuff for the last few years, I have lost all of my connections from my computer to my radio. So hopefully Brother Davis is going to help me out with that.
Well, I'm sure he will. That good man knows when it comes to that stuff. See, like my wife works from home also, and she works on computer, on that and telephone. And it amazes me what she knows about one. In fact, when I, like an aggravator, when I walk up behind her and ask her a question, it's generally about something about a computer that I don't know.
I can't blame my computer, I guess. I'm just not familiar enough with my different radio. I had an ICOM 756 and was working PSK 31 just fine. And changed radios. I went to an ICOM 7410. And when I went to that, I really didn't hook everything back up for PSK 31. And this radio here is a little different than the 756, so it's kind of been stymied me here for a little bit.
General idea where you put your stuff, or are you just lost?
Well, I've been surprised that there is. I know there's digital modes, and I'm surprised that some of them are so hard to program to. Get to do what you want. Too bad it's not a plug-and-play type situation. Anyway, let me take five here. I got something doing in my shack. Let me do that for my soldering iron's hot, and I'll get back. Thanks for coming back to me, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas, W4WOZ.
Well,
54
after us, the Kelly.